And now for today's commentary. I am going to Cuba. I've supported trade with Cuba for years. In 1995, after Castro's speech to the United Nations in New York City, I had this to say on my radio commentary. I said, watching Castro's speech at the UN last week gave me indigestion. What was even worse was to see the wild and warm reception he got as he addressed a church in New York City. And yet, as little good as I might have to say about Fidel Castro, I am not proud of the U.S. policy of continuing to maintain sanctions against Cuba. They were imposed 40 years ago, before a lot of our voters were even born. They were imposed when the Cold War with the Soviet Union was at its peak. They were imposed when Castro was armed with Soviet missiles targeting the United States. That was a long time ago. The missiles are gone. The Soviet Union has imploded. World communism has collapsed. Cuba is the only communist nation in the Western Hemisphere. Communism is a failed system. Cuba is an impoverished nation. The day when our self-imposed trade embargo with Cuba might have been of some questionable value has long passed. All of our trading competitors long ago opened up trade with Cuba. We sacrifice a chance to trade with Cuba, and for what? We punish the poor people of a tiny island 90 miles off our shore, and for what? We want to beat our chest. We say all the while how important it is to engage with China and North Korea. We've recognized Vietnam and open trade with that old enemy, but not Cuba. I'll be part of a delegation of agribusiness leaders organized by the Citizens Network for Foreign Affairs. Our objective is to bring free market principles, democracy, trade, and business to Cuba. The only thing standing in our way is a hypocritical U.S. government policy. That old man with a beard is not a threat to any of us. It's time for our political leaders to show some courage, drop the embargo, look to the future. And I'll tell you more next week about my visit. Until then, I'm John Block from Washington.